This is KCUR 89.3 NPR in Kansas City. The Kansas City and KCUR communities lost an iconic voice from the music world this past Tuesday. KCUR's Laura Ziegler reports.
For thousands of audience members of KCUR, this theme was the soundtrack of their Saturday afternoons or evenings.
The name of the program is Cypress Avenue, and I'm Bill Shapiro.
Bill Shapiro died on Tuesday. He was 82. Longtime listeners will recall the way Shapiro closed every show with the same lines.
So now it is that time when I need to once again extend that very sincere thank you to my good buddy behind the controls, Mr. Ron Jones.
Jones was Shapiro's producer for years and a close friend.
His gift of gab, his passion for popular music, and the ability to convey the significance of the music in a social context is what formed a deep connection and grew audience for Cypress Avenue on KCUR.
Shapiro's debut as a rock and roll DJ began in October of 1978 and was broadcast from KCUR's first location, a small house on Holm Street. His studio had once been someone's bedroom. Shapiro told KCUR's Steve Kraske the idea for a rock and roll show had been a Walter Mitty dream of his ever since he was a boy.
I had a maternal grandfather who was a Russian immigrant to this country who had an RCA Victor Victrola that played 78 RPM records. The first time I heard it, I didn't want to walk away from it.
He got one of those record players for Christmas when he was 5 years old. Later, a close family friend who owned some jukeboxes passed off records to young Bill as they rotated out of the box.
So that was my first source, and that's why pop music is what, you know, it was my turn on.
The radio show was born when a KCUR employee sought Shapiro's advice as a fundraiser. He'd been freelancing as an auctioneer, something he did for a number of nonprofits around Kansas City. In return, Shapiro asked if she could help him get on the air with what he called an intelligent rock and roll program. She did, and Cypress Avenue was born. Devoted listeners will remember the breadth of his musical palette, from rock and roll to gospel to folk. He had some favorites: Elvis Presley, The Beatles, Bob Dylan, and of course Van Morrison, from whom Shapiro lifted the name for his show.
Well, I'm caught one more time. Way up on Cypress Avenue.
Shapiro told KCUR's Up to Date he's still moved when he hears it.
Well, I think it's the fact that the guy sings his heart out, in a sense. There's a feeling of honesty, honest emotion behind what he does.
In 2006, the Folly Theater launched Cypress Avenue Live at the Folly. The first concert featured Jerry Lee Lewis, and the series went on to bring names such as Roseanne Cash, Bobby Rush, and Sam Baker. Gail Tallis is the executive director of the Folly, and she says the series produced over 51 concerts and netted over $250,000 for the Folly. That went directly into preservation of the turn-of-the-century theater.
For Bill, taking what he did at KCUR, which was so magical as well, and turning it into an actual live performance on a theater was just something that brought a lot of joy to his life.
Bill Shapiro was born in Kansas City, Missouri. He went to Southwest High School and got his Bachelor of Arts degree from Washington University. He graduated from the University of Michigan School of Law in 1961, going on to New York University Law School for specialty training in taxation. He returned to Kansas City to practice business and tax law with several firms, the last of which was Dysart Taylor, where he worked for 12 years, retiring in December of 2015. At one time, Cypress Avenue was carried on more than two dozen stations nationwide. When the cost of distributing the show increased, Shapiro said sustaining national distribution would be a full-time job. So he stuck with his day job as a lawyer, but continued as a volunteer for KCUR, spending his nights and his weekends planning his playlists and writing cultural commentary that gave Cypress Avenue the distinct handprint of Bill Shapiro. Shapiro leaves two children, Karen Shapiro Harkness and Anthony Shapiro, and one brother he liked to call Bobby. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Laura Ziegler.
Tune in to Up to Date this morning at 11 when Steve Kraske and guests will remember Bill Shapiro. And next Tuesday morning at 10, KCUR will air a special hour-long tribute to our friend and colleague.